Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for even radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Those strategies for living. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is a psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And man, 2025 has started with a bang, hasn't it?
Yes, it's going.
It's going. You know,
it is upon us.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know whether you thought about this, but I'll give you something to contemplate before we dive in here.
Okay.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Mm.
Contemplate that for just a moment. Mm-hmm. Let me say it again. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Mm. Touches a bit on the eternal, doesn't it?
Yeah. It kind of makes your, you know, you think about that too long. Kind of makes your head spin. So how do we deal with, how do you deal with endings and turning endings into new beginnings?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to happen anyway.
Right.
You know, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end, but
how do we do it more consciously?
Yeah.
More intentionally.
Yeah, more intentionally, more consciously. You know, there's a big difference between giving up and starting over. In the right direction,
yeah,
and there are some, you know, there are three little words that can release us from our past and guide us forward to a positive new beginning. Those little three words are from now on.
Mm.
We'll talk about that and more as we consider beginnings and endings this evening here on Strategies for Living. Delighted that you are with us on Strategies. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, the home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and of course those Muffies. Mm. We'll be back. We're going to give some guidelines for turning endings into new beginnings. That's today here on Strategies. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
And welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. You know, we like there's some bloggers that we like. Mark and Angel, Hack Life.
Yeah.
Is a blog that we generally pay attention to, and we get some ideas. And Mark and Angel Chernoff, within the last couple of weeks or so, I guess with the end of the year, beginning of the year, makes sense to publish an article called 9 Simple Rules for Turning Endings into New Beginnings.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they're giving some ideas that I think we can toss around and look at, Lauren, you know, because I said earlier before we went to break, when you can't think of a reason to continue, then you got to think of a reason to start over. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference between giving up and starting over in the right direction. And that's one of the neat things about being human, right? And being in, you mentioned intentional.
Yeah, it's the power of the mindset shift. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Being able to shift your perspective and change the narrative in your head. And it completely changes the way you experience the world.
Absolutely. And they point out, Mark and Angel point out, that three little words that can release us from our past and be a guide forward to a positive new beginning. And the words are, from now on. So, into some of the guidelines, one of the things that they recommend is that you let the things that you can't control go. You know, I love the serenity prayer, right?
Yes, right.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change those things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That is one of the most elegant, beautiful prayers, mm-hmm. and
prayer, affirmation, meditation,
all
the same
combined. Yeah. And I use it personally. I have to confess, I use it a lot. And so, you know, letting the things that you can't control go is just such an important guideline.
Yeah. Well, because I think there are some quote-unquote endings that we do have some control over.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm thinking maybe if you quit a job, or maybe if you decide to stop going to some event, a weekly event that you go to, a meeting or something, that, you know, we have some control. But I think a lot of times we don't have a whole lot of control over endings.
Yeah.
Or beginnings.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking just even chronologically, right? Like, we can do nothing about the fact that it changed from December to January.
Okay. I hear you. I get you. But let's think about something.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, it did change.
but what really changed?
But what really changed? I mean, our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most things are only a part of our lives, including the flip of the calendar. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Because we think about it individually and collectively, mm-hmm. right? Can you prove to me that it's January 2025 or December 2024 or October 3036? Can you prove that to me?
No.
No, you can't.
Because it's a collective belief that we've all bought into.
We all agree.
Right.
You
and
know.
For some really strange reason also, we've agreed that the changing of the year happens in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that just, that's always kind of boggled me.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it just doesn't fall in line with nature. But, you know, I can't change that.
You can't change that.
Not on an individual level anyway.
But let's realize this.
Yeah.
Positive things will begin to happen in our lives when we distance ourselves from negative things. I mean, that's so simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So easy to think about. And by the way, we're going to talk about this as we move on. A lot of the stuff, you know, and I think this falls into the category, a lot of the stuff that we talk about is easy to consider, easy for us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're actually living it, doing it, we recognize, you know, for all of us, living our life is complex and complicated.
Well, yeah. It's simple truth that requires dedication and devotion, you know, a steady habit of change and effort and intention, you know, which is simple. It's simple. It's a simple mindset shift, but it requires a lot of effort.
Yeah. So positive things will happen in your life when you emotionally distance yourself from the negative things. So here's the question. Why do we hold on to what hurts? And why not make room for the things that feel better, that feel right?
So here's my take on that, especially in the context of endings and beginnings.
Yeah.
I think it's important that we allow ourselves the space to hold the hurt for as long as is healing and important.
Right.
You know, for the grief process, it's important for
grieving is extremely important. That's the process through which we move through events and issues in our life.
Yeah, and no matter what the ending or the change is that's occurring, you're going to have to grieve. And so it's important to accept the ending, to be able to acknowledge it and accept it.
And grieving is a way, it's a process that moves us, if we allow it,
mm-hmm.
towards a natural acceptance.
Oh.
Doesn't mean we have to like
it's not always comfortable.
Right.
I think that's the thing that we've gotten around with in this day and age where, here, pop a pill for this, pop a pill for that, do this quick, easy fix. Right. And emotions and life aren't like that.
Yeah.
They're, you know, we've gotten so used to our comforts, our instant gratification and our comforts. And it's so important for our healing and growth as humans to become more comfortable with our own discomfort.
Yeah.
And to be able to hold that and move it.
How many times do we let what is out of our
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
For control,
mm-hmm.
interfere with things that we can control.
Far too often, I believe. And that's a way that we all give up our power.
Yeah.
We give out our power.
And maybe a lot of times we're not even conscious of it. I mean, that's why we talk a lot on strategies about intentionality
mm-hmm.
and tuning in.
Right.
You know, tuning into our own consciousness,
mm-hmm.
being aware of, you know, okay, so even our beliefs, you mentioned beliefs a moment ago, even so many of our beliefs, they've been handed to us from someone else.
Right.
We've never really wrestled with them and made them ours. Mm-hmm. And it's important, I think, that we do.
Yes.
Maybe. You know, that they're not really ours until we truly look at them from all angles, mm-hmm, and wrestle with them, mm-hmm, to make them, now they're ours. Right. They're not somebody else's. That's part of what I mean by consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even something as simple as doing work, you know, doing work around the house, right?
Yep.
That could, depending on how that was modeled for us, you know, the belief could be, oh, I have to do this. This has to be done. And the truth is, nothing has to be done.
No, no.
Right? And I was chuckling earlier because we had some guys come over to the house to help fix something,
yeah,
earlier in the week. And, yeah, you know, our dog went crazy. And the therapist in me said to the dog, you know, this doesn't have to be stressful, right? Like, you can't control the people coming in and out, but you can control how you respond. So
yeah, I saw the way the dog looked at you, too.
Like I was nuts.
Like you were a complete nut. But, you know.
Hey, I am raising the consciousness of all beings.
You're trying.
I'm doing my best.
You're doing your part.
But my point there is that, you know, it doesn't have to be stressful. Like, it can be whatever you choose to make it be.
How many of us are like that,
right,
dog,
right,
where we just do things automatically?
Out of
that's
reactivity.
The consciousness,
yes,
thing, just out of reactivity, because that's what we think we're supposed to do.
Right.
Growl and bark, you know?
Right. People, yeah, are coming in my house.
And I need to growl and bark,
right,
at
them.
Right.
I need to protect, right, my territory. And that's the belief there. Right, that you can examine and say, okay, is that really true, and how is that impacting my life?
Yeah, there's four questions that,
yeah,
when something like that comes up that Byron Katie gave, mm-hmm, us in Loving What Is. The four questions are: is that true? Mm-hmm. Number two question is: am I absolutely positively sure that that's true? Oftentimes, to question number one, of course that we say, of course that's true,
mm-hmm,
but when we consider question number two, do I absolutely know for a fact that that's true? We back off a bit,
right,
and realize, oh, I don't. And so question three is, you know, basically, where would I be if I didn't believe that? You know?
Yeah.
And question four is, forming a new belief, mm-hmm, you know, consider forming a new belief and moving forward. It's a freeing, mm-hmm, you know, it's a freeing way to look at it. And, you know, you can find out way more about the work of Byron Katie and in that book, Loving What Is, but you can also, her work is phenomenal. Mm. And there's a lot of YouTube videos that show her doing her work with people. And she's been a life strategist here. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, Byron Katie's
That's
been
awesome.
Right here on Strategies for a Living. We are considering today, beginnings, endings, and beginnings, turning endings into new beginnings, and some guidelines for that. We are considering that today and more right here on Strategies for a Living. So don't go away. Stay with us.
Prospect, prospect, prospect. How to thrive in 2025. Hey, everyone. Scott Tarkowski here, and we are very excited to announce that Steve Beauchamp from Atlanta, Georgia, will be here to help you prospect, connect, and grow your sphere of influence. Steve is a speaker and trainer who shares his techniques for helping companies and individuals succeed in business through networking and leveraging their social connections. If this is something that interests you, January 14th and 15th, you don't want to miss LSUS Ballroom, and that's at One University Place in Shreveport, Louisiana. Tickets are only $99. You can reach us at 318-393-5219 or simply show up the day of the event. If you have groups of five or more, tickets are only $82.50. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot, There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there, looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies.
Hunting for those strategies. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM and 710 KEO. Yeah, this is your dose of radio rehab. Right here, we call it Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're talking endings and beginnings today and some guidelines to handle beginnings and endings. So another one is to accept and embrace reality, Lauren. Sometimes easier said than done, right?
Yes.
Like on an average day, you know, life can be simple. Things happen for us, not to us. And it seems to unfold. Everything kind of happens at the right moment, not too late, not too soon. For everything we lose, we gain something. Mm-hmm. For everything you gain, you lose something else. You don't have to like that. We don't have to like that, but it's much easier if we do. So I guess what I'm saying is, and it goes back to something we were talking about last segment, is what is the attitude? What is our attitude that we bring? Right.
Right. How are we turning towards or away from where we're going?
Right.
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 Something, you know, and you don't have to take it this far, but something that I have programmed within myself. And I have to remind myself of this often because it's kind of my intention of life is to really trust. I've developed this trust in myself and in my higher power.
Right.
That whatever unfolds around me is unfolding for me. And so I have to remind myself that I may not know in this moment how this is serving me, but I know it is.
But okay, so that's the attitude right there that I'm talking about. So your attitude is life happens for me.
Yes.
And that's far different from life happens to me.
Right.
I mean, life, if we think about it, is neutral.
Yes, it is.
We're the creators. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even the Bible tells us that very early. We're made in the image and likeness of God, and God created everything. So if that's true, if we're made in the image and likeness of God, and God created everything, God's a creator, we're in God's image and likeness, therefore we're creators. So life is just life.
Right.
You know, it's just it's neutral.
It's an ever flowing.
It's flowing. It's like the ocean waves, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
You know, you can say I'm going to stand up against this wave, but if the wave is big and powerful enough,
it'll knock you down.
It'll knock you down, but you can also do some things to work with.
Right.
You know, the waves, like bring a boogie board or a surfboard out there and have some fun with those waves.
Row your boat gently.
Down the stream. There you go.
Not up the stream. Yeah.
So we don't have to like the things that happen, but it's easier if we do. But what we really got to pay attention to is our outlook on life. You know, we can either rejoice or regret, and that's a choice.
Even in the things that, you know, you said you don't have to like it. Okay, I don't really prefer what happens. Maybe we can switch that and say, wow, I'm grateful to have learned that.
Yeah.
That I don't prefer that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think we've all, I know I have had the experience of, you know, when I was trying to decide what it was I wanted to quote unquote do for a living. Right.
Right.
I found a lot of things that I knew I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
Right. And so in leaving those things, I could have been upset and be like, well, that was a waste of time. But I learned something very important.
You learn something at every step
right.
along the way.
And the cool thing is, down the road, what you realize, what I've come to realize, I'll say that, is that every one of those turning points I still use.
Yeah.
I have used them now, and, you know, they have come together in some combination that was necessary for what I'm doing now and how I'm doing it now, who I am.
You know, we're all witnessing right now horrible, devastating loss out in California.
Yes.
And those people's lives have been totally upended. Mm-hmm. And there's...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Thousands of lives, you know, that
yes.
have been upended. And
that is
many have lost everything, every material thing mm-hmm. that was meaningful and important to them. And that's what I was talking about a little while ago, you know, that certainly some of the things that we talk about here are easy to talk about, harder to put into
action
practice and action when there is something along that lines that is absolutely devastating.
Yeah. And in those moments, it's just so important to be there fully for yourself and others.
Right.
You know, in whatever way that needs to be.
But the resilience of people, the resilience
incredible.
Of communities, I mean.
And seeing how people come together.
Right. And then, you know, as things get rebuilt, lives and property and houses mm-hmm. and churches and shopping centers and whatever else needs to be rebuilt, to see it come back to life and to see people's, you know, resilience
yes.
is in and of itself miraculous.
It
and
is.
We can all, again, I don't wish, I mean, I'm my heart goes out and breaks for those people.
Yeah, I couldn't.
You know, but at the same time, there but for the grace of God go each one of us. Mm-hmm. Because again, that's part of life. Life brought that and is bringing that yeah. not only to them, but to all of us.
Right.
As an opportunity
to grow together.
How will we respond?
Yeah.
Will we respond with meanness Oh, well, you know, that's...
Or conspiracy, yeah, or division.
Where? How will we respond?
Or in joining, yeah, together to help. You know, I couldn't help but think that this kind of relates to that mindset and that attitude thing. I saw a video of a 90-year-old woman whose house was completely lost.
Right. All of her memories,
all of it, yeah, lost. Yeah. And her daughter, I think it was her daughter or granddaughter, is on the other side of the phone and asks her, you know, what are you going to do now? And she said, well, you know, I'm going to live more simply, you know, and, yeah, and I realized I didn't need all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get to start over.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, for her to be able to say that at 90, I think speaks to her resilience and perhaps why and how she's made it.
And
to
an
90.
Incredible amount of wisdom, yes, that we can all benefit from, right?
Yeah.
Another thing we can do, another guideline in dealing with beginnings and endings, is changing our mind. Mm-hmm. Change is like breath. It isn't part of the process. It is the process. Let me say that again.
Mm-hmm.
It is, change is not part of the process. It is the process. Uh-huh. So in reality, the only thing we can count on is change. And so the first step toward positive change is to ask ourselves, well, what is our outlook? If it's not positive, then we do have a choice to change that, right?
Yes.
And we can prepare for the positive. We can prepare for progress, and we can prepare for the new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can allow the unknown to take us, just as your 90-year-old lady is illustrating in what she's saying. We can allow the unknown to take us to fresh and unforeseen areas in ourselves, even at 90.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I mean, it's often said that we have to let things go, let things die in order for the new things to grow and to come towards us.
Well, growth is impossible without change.
Mm-hmm.
Within, you know, so some people don't like change and fight against change. But without change, there's no growth. So if you can't change your mind, you can't change anything in your life. But the thing is, we can change our minds.
Right. That's where our greatest power comes in.
And so sometimes all we need to do is look at things from a different perspective.
Yeah. How can I see this differently?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be this way. There's got to be another way to see this.
At the same time, we can hold tight to the good things. When life's daily struggles knock us for a loop, sometimes maybe it feels like we're being knocked into a hole so deep we can't see anything but darkness. Don't waste energy trying to dig your way out, because if you hastily dig in the dark, you know, you might be digging further in. You might be going in the wrong direction and just digging the pit deeper.
Right.
So instead, use the energy that you have to reach out and pull something good in with you.
Mm.
You know, for goodness is bright. Its radiance will show you which way is up and illuminate the correct path that'll take you there, right?
And as you're saying this, I'm thinking the simplest way to do that, to grab onto the light, to when you recognize that you're digging yourself in a hole, right, is to stop, be still, take a breath, and be grateful. Find, yeah, something to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Because gratitude in the moment, whether it's small or large, yesterday or for tomorrow or today, gratitude is a heart opener, and it starts to bring you, you know, into a new place.
Yeah.
It opens you up.
Yeah. Now, sometimes we need to remind ourselves to rest and regroup. So strength isn't just about bearing a cross of shame or of grief. It's about choosing. It's about choosing your path and living with the consequences and being willing to learn along the way. And so sometimes you do your best and end up with a mess in front of you,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, instead of discouragement, you know, we tell ourselves, well, I tried my best, and that's really all any of us can ever do. You know, I haven't failed.
No.
I've just learned what not to do.
Right.
And so that's where resting and regrouping and beginning again with what you know now comes into play, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so sometimes...
And being able to be compassionate enough with yourself to see that that's the way forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, any of the great inventors, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Have, you know, from quote Einstein unquote, to Edison, that failed many times, but decided to learn from all of those failures.
Right.
We're talking about beginnings and endings today and some guidelines to approach those beginnings and endings. Talking about it today right here on Strategies, Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family. Passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
And welcome back into your daily dose of Radio Rehab.
Yeah, we are Strategies for Living here on 1017 FM, 710 Kia. Lauren, Leon McMillan, and David McMillan. We are talking about beginnings and endings today here on Strategies and some guidelines that we might want to consider as we approach all of these beginnings and endings.
And of course it's such an appropriate time to do this, right? But there's it's always something to do throughout the year, but especially in January, I think, because we've marked the end of one year and the beginning of another.
Yep.
But the word January, the naming of the month January, comes from the god Janus.
Yep.
Who is the two-headed god.
Yep.
So
one part looking back, one part looking ahead, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Which speaks to this idea, this collective energy in the month of endings and beginnings.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, making big changes or trying something new can be scary.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's even scarier?
Not trying.
Yeah, regret. regret. So we got to realize that most of the fears are bigger in your mind than they are in reality.
Mm.
And, you know, you'll see this for yourself as soon as you face them and not letting them stop you. So,
yeah.
You know, take chances that are necessary. We need to live our lives so that we, you know, cut down on the regrets. And, you know, we certainly don't want to regret the chances that we never took. the love we never let in, or the gifts that we never gave out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kind of also clumps together with the previous one we talked about before the break about kind of being afraid of failure.
Yeah.
And I think if you're someone right now who's afraid to take that first step, you know, because, well, what if it doesn't work out? Mm. Right?
Yeah.
I might ask you, well, what if it doesn't work out?
Yeah, what if?
Like, you can handle it, right? I mean, like, what's...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's the worst case scenario. What if it doesn't work out? And if, you know, you can come from this adult place of knowing, well, if it doesn't work out, then it wasn't meant to be, or I can learn and move on.
There's a lesson here for me. I'll learn it and keep moving.
And it's worth exploring if there's a child part in there that's afraid of failure. Because as a child, you were punished.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's then at that point, you've got to come in with your adult self and, you know, take care of the child self within, you know.
Every person who is at the top of the mountain didn't fall there from the sky.
Yeah.
Good things come to those who work for them. So another guideline is keep climbing. You gain confidence and you grow stronger by each experience where you push yourself. You push yourself to do something maybe that you didn't think you could do. And if you're standing in that place of in between, either unwilling or unable to, you know, go backwards, but afraid to move forward, we need to, you know, call to mind that you can't enjoy the view in the long run without being willing to climb. Mm-hmm. Climb up a few steps.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do that all at once. It can be a few steps every day, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But if we're at the top of the mountain, we didn't generally fall there.
From the sky, that's
from
good.
We climbed there, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, we've kind of danced around this one, but I think we need to say it very clearly. Give yourself credit for the lessons learned. Mm. That's an important guide here. You know, just because we struggle doesn't mean that we're incapable. And I think one of us struggles.
Yeah.
Every single person, you know, M. Scott Peck, one of my very favorite authors, a book that absolutely turned me upside down back in the day, a book called The Road Less Traveled. The first sentence is, life is difficult.
Right.
That's a great truth. And, I mean, we all struggle. Mm-hmm. It's difficult for all of us.
It's part of the journey. It's in the struggle that we get to become who we are and who we want to become.
So we need to give ourselves credit for those lessons learned and how far we've come. We're not the same person mm-hmm. that we were a year ago.
Not at all.
Or even that we were a month ago, or maybe even a week ago. Maybe right. we're not even the same person we were a day ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to give ourselves credit for that, right?
Yes.
Give yourself the credit for the lessons that you've learned.
Mm-hmm.
And be willing to, we all have disappointments. So be willing to use those disappointments, those frustrations, to motivate yourself rather than to, you know, peeve yourself off. You're in control. You may not be in control of what happens in life, but you're in control of how you respond
right.
to what happens today. You know, and I think that's That's a very, very important thing for us to keep in mind and to remember. And then, last but not least, appreciate how every step is necessary. Mm. We've touched on this one. We've danced around it. But again, we need to appreciate that every single step is necessary. You know, there's almost nothing that's 100% wrong in life. We learn from nearly every step we take. We all make mistakes.
Right.
And, you know, we can look back on some things and say, wow, didn't I mess up there? You know?
Yeah, but if you hadn't have messed up, what would you have learned and where would you be now?
Yeah. So whatever you did earlier today was a necessary step to get to tomorrow. So be proud of yourself and just tune in and notice the progress that you're making. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're not as good as you want to be, or maybe you're not as great as you one day will be, but you know,
you'll never be where you are now again.
Yeah.
You'll never be in the present, the same present moment. You'll never step in the same river twice, as they say.
Yeah. So again, you mentioned gratitude earlier, Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Give thanks to all the lessons that you've learned along the way, because you're so much, you know, you're so much better, you know. And again, you know, I mentioned this earlier, and I said we would talk about it. I mean, this is a lot of time people might hear us talk about this stuff, and they're dealing with real loss,
right?
Death of a best friend or a parent or a sibling or, God forbid, even a child, and you know, you lose somebody that you can't imagine living without, and you know, the truth is there are some losses that we don't ever get over.
But we get through.
But yeah, Willie Nelson, poet laureate, you know, for all of us said, it's not something you get over. It's something you get through.
Right.
Yeah. So beginnings and endings, talking about it today here on Strategies for a Living. Hopefully we've given all of us some things to contemplate and think about as we continue on in this new year. Stay with us. We'll be back right here on Strategies.
Prospect, prospect, prospect. How to thrive in 2025. Hey, everyone, Scott Tarkowski here, and we are very excited to announce that Steve Beacham from Atlanta, Georgia, will be here to help you prospect, connect, and grow your sphere of influence. Steve is a speaker and trainer who shares his techniques for helping companies and individuals succeed in business through networking and leveraging their social connections. If this is something that interests you, January 14th and 15th, you don't want to miss LSUS Ballroom, and that's at One University Place in Shreveport, Louisiana. Tickets are only $99. You can reach us at 318-393-5219 or simply show up the day of the event. If you have groups of five or more, tickets are only $82.50. We look forward to seeing you there.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Yeah, right here on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Lauren just over there tickling the ivories.
That's right.
David McMillan, Lauren Leon McMillan, welcome back into Strategies for Living as we have been talking about contemplating turning over some guidelines for endings and beginnings because we're at that point. You know, and, I love the way we started. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Right.
It's kind of mind-blowing. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Well, it's a reminder that there really, on a larger scale, there really is no beginning or end. And it's just us humans who like to separate things and put labels on it.
Yeah.
But so long as we're separating and putting labels on it, let's take that power.
We love to put our labels.
We do that.
We?
Yeah. We're going to do that. And so as long as we do that, let's take that power a step farther and see what, you know, how are we defining things? Can we redefine this ending as an opportunity for beginning?
Yeah.
Right.
Because it is,
and there really is no such thing in the end.
Life is flow. Right. Life is life. It's on and on, and we get to again. Life doesn't happen to us. Life happens for us.
Right.
So, how will we respond, folks? Thank you for being a part of Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing,
roof.
And Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Have you tried some yet? No, go pick some up and get a Muffy, too. Hey, folks, if today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.